Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It is a pleasure to welcome back into our studios the amazingly talented and very good-looking Bill Haney is here. Welcome back, Bill.
With that kind of introduction, I'm going to come every week.
There you go. Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea. He is the owner of the marvelous property where for many, many years, how many years now that theater been on the property?
Well, it's celebrated next season is this year. It will be the 90th.
That's what I said, the 90th.
Unbelievable.
90th year. And Bill was not there at the beginning of it.
Yeah, I was.
But you've had the property now for 20-something years?
I've had it for 15.
15
yep,
years.
15.
Okay.
Yep.
15 years. And the property is an amazing piece of history, which we always talk a little bit about that. But Theater by the Sea is an institution that's been going on for a long, long time. And we're here to talk about the 2023 season called Oh, What a Season. There's a little reason for that after Oh, What a Night. But first show up is going to be My Way, and then The Bodyguard, and then, I'm sorry, then Beautiful, then The Bodyguard, and then Jersey Boys. And Bill, it's quite a season, as you usually have. You figure out a way to entice people to come back over and over and over again.
This one, I have to say, and I'm glad it falls on the 90th year. This is probably going to be, I'm going to go out very early on and say this, our best season ever. These shows are rock solid. It's just amazing. It's always about getting the rights, as you know.
Yeah.
And for us to have landed the two main ones, Bodyguard and Jersey Boys, is a coup. Followed by, you know, Beautiful, Carole King, and the Sinatra, My Way. I guess it's a season of amazing singers. So that's what they all have in common. But those are some big titles, and we're doing this year a little bit different. We're opening the first show My Way. It's going to only run 3 weeks because we're going to do 5 weeks of Jersey Boys.
Uh-huh.
Because that is going to be, as I said earlier, it's our version of Mamma Mia gross wise. It'll be a huge production.
Can't you find some way to extend the summer so you could have more weeks?
We've been trying that. My biggest problem is not enough weeks or seats.
All right,
that's
there you
the problem
go.
With this Theater by the Sea. It's not a bad problem on the seat part because, as you know,
right,
we're generally about 98% season sold. So I always tell people the smartest thing you can do, and I'm not just doing this as a sales pitch, is subscribe. Secure your seats because 500 seats, they go quick.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You know, when you said you were going out on a limb saying this might be the best year ever, that's not really that far out on a limb because almost every year has topped the year before.
It is true. That is true. But this year, it's amazing. When we went on sale with the subscriptions, our subscriptions tripled. New ones.
Wow.
New subscribers. And I just kept saying to Vinny, are you sure this is the right number? And he goes, Bill, this is the season they want. You've attracted more. This is attracting more subscribers than ever. So that's that alone. We're probably going to sell out the subscription seats and not even have any single seats.
Well,
that be nice?
That's good news for.
Well, that's not really. Those people get a discount, so it's not. We like selling singles too because they're not discounted.
Well, there you go. But it is amazing. We're going to get to a lot of music today, and because all four of these shows have very familiar music to everyone, and I thought we'd start right off with the first show, My Way, which is a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra, and start off with one of his bigger hits, Come Fly With Me.
Come come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear all the angels cheer, because we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near, you might even hear a whole gang of cheers, just because we're together weather-wise. It's such a cuckoo day. You just say those words and we'll take our birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. Oh, babe, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away. Pack a small bag.
Well, that'll certainly get us in the mood. Come fly with me. And that's a tribute to Frank Sinatra, the first show at Theater by the Sea. If you'd like to call and get information, you can call the box office at 401-782-TKTS. Talk to Vinny, right, Bill?
Vinny, absolutely. Our Vinny, we love him to death.
Call Vinny and say that Bill said, get your special tickets.
Yeah, do that. Use my name. I'll hang up on you.
Well, it's the show is going to run from May 24th to June 11th, and don't be closed out, Bill. Only 3 weeks, right?
3 weeks, yeah. We haven't done a 3 week in a while, so it's 3 weeks. Really, it's going to be a lot of fun. And the 3 weeks is our minimum because we have 3 weeks worth of subscriptions available.
Right.
For the 3 weeks. Usually when we go 4 and 5 weeks, they're all single tickets.
Right. So don't get shut out. Get your season tickets, and you can go online, get information at theaterbythesea.com.
.com. The other thing about the subscriptions, people are buying shows that are quite a while away, and you don't necessarily know what you're doing next August. So subscribers also have the benefit of exchanging their tickets at no charge. So if you, I think there's probably a time of like 24 hours or 48 hours, but you can call up and say, something came up, can I use them on another show? They may not be the best seats you had, but you could at least exchange them at no charge, because things happen in life that you're not prepared for, and you need to make some changes.
No charge.
No charge.
Doesn't sound like a good business deal, Bill.
It is, because the subscribers, we besides getting a 10% minimum discount as a subscriber, minimum. I'm with Karen, by the way. Karen Kessler is our she has been with this theater since it was created. Well, since I brought it back.
I've been outed, so I can't be here and be quiet any longer.
No, but yeah, so but the subscribers, let's talk about this, we don't often do that. They get discounts at the restaurant, they get the exchange program, they get the availability of the best seats before anybody else can get them. We have people, we've talked about this before, where we have some people who they put the season tickets in their will.
Correct.
In their will. They will them. That's how somebody just, during the pandemic, we were lucky enough to get back to two or four seats in the front row of the balcony, which I told Vinny, do not sell. They are the best seats in the house. Hope he didn't listen to me because they would have been empty this past year because I didn't think about using them. But that kind of thing, people will not give them up.
Yeah.
They will not give them up. When we started, because people are getting older, they moved to Florida, whatever, we were getting some premium seats back, and I said we should almost have some kind of a raffle for them, a lottery, yeah. Exactly, you know, yeah. to give these people back seats that they could never get, you know.
Yeah,
so subscribe. It really, it's a great way to be part of the theater.
I'm very fortunate to be part of the media, as they say. So I usually get to go to opening night.
Yes.
And it's interesting. Besides the media, you still see the same people year after year. You know.
Absolutely.
That type of thing. And then occasionally I'll go to another night and.
Yep.
The same people again.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
absolutely. They're there. Especially when you go to the restaurant and the cabaret, which will be back this year. But then you'll see that. So many times I'll go into the cabaret. I usually go on Friday nights, and you just see it. You see the same old faces, which is really terrific.
Now, since we introduced Karen and she's here, she's on. We're gonna be thinking about this because I want to find out about other options for tickets after we listen to another song.
Okay.
And this one is going to be "That's Life."
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. Been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking, come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
Karen Kessler is here in the studio with Bill and I. And Karen, you've been involved with lots of different facets of the theater over the years. You've actually even appeared on the stage in various times and different productions around the state of Rhode Island, so people know your face. You've been in theater for a long time, right?
Yeah. I just closed 9 to 5 the Musical with the Community Players just today, this afternoon, as a matter of fact. So, yep, I get around a little bit, that's for sure. Well, but I haven't gotten on stage at Theater by the Sea. Hint, hint. Hello, Bill.
Well, we'll have a walk-on part for you. I mean, I've even been on the stage at Theater by the Sea.
I know you have.
What is it? Three different times, actually. So,
that's crazy.
So there you go. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about other ticket options that might be a little bit more complicated than just buying a single ticket.
Well, of course, single tickets will be on sale in the springtime. But right now, if you don't want to buy a subscription and be committed to all four shows, we do have something called a Flex Pass, which gives you ultimate flexibility where you get four tickets that you can use however you want. You can use all four tickets to one production. You can use two tickets to two different productions, or you can have four people come to one production and you can get as many of those as you want. Great holiday gifts. The other option for people would be to buy gift certificates to give to friends and family. We have a lot of that going on right now. And the box office is still physically open, so you can actually come and visit Vinny in person.
That. Yes.
He does.
Well, you know, you talk about a great stocking stuffer. That's a great Christmas present. It doesn't have to be a stocking stuffer. That could be a big present and certainly something you can go down and pick up. It might still be soon enough where it could be maybe sent to you electronically, I guess, right?
Electronically, absolutely. Yeah. It's very easy, but you can come down and actually get a physical gift certificate from us.
Excellent. All right. We have one more tune from Frank Sinatra put in this set before we take a little break. My Way. We'll listen to that and be back with more of Bill Haney and Karen Kessler.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. More, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was dark, had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that
and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was my way.
Theater by the Sea is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Bill Haney, owner of Theater by the Sea, and Karen Kessler is also here, helping us out with some other information. We talked about My Way, the opening show, which is going to run May 24th to June 11th, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra. And then Beautiful, the Carole King musical, is going to run June 14th to July 8th. So 4 weeks for Beautiful, right, Bill?
Yes.
And 3 weeks for My Way.
Yes.
Building up to the
biggie.
The biggie, where we then go to The Bodyguard and then Jersey Boys.
Yes.
And I have not seen Beautiful. Tell me a little bit about that that program.
I've seen it on Broadway. I just saw it recently in Maine. We're doing it at North Shore also at the same time. Next year.
Wait a minute. I think that confuses a lot of people. You own two theaters.
Yes.
Well, you own more than that. But yes. Let's talk about North Shore and Theater by the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to run the same musical at the same time in two different locations.
Yeah. Two different entire productions.
Wouldn't it make...
It would make a lot of sense.
To do one and then the other and move the cast?
It makes so much sense. And I don't know. I was considering flipping Beautiful and Bodyguard, just flipping them so I could do that.
Yeah.
Because it does, one's round and one's not round. So there's a lot more work going into changing
the show.
When
you say round and not round, you're talking about the theater.
Yeah,
Theater
by the Sea is a regular proscenium theater, and right. North Shore is one of the very few left round theaters in America. Basically, you don't really have sets in the round, and the choreography is different in the round. So
a whole different animal.
You're actually doing, directing it twice, you're choreographing it twice. So it doesn't make a damn difference unless you find somebody that is spectacular, and you would love to have had him do both. Like, we haven't found Carole King yet. But we're going to have to find two really spectacular Carole King. That would be great. Same thing with Whitney. I mean, at these shows this year, I mean, to find a Whitney that's going to be terrific, as you said, wasn't easy the last time. I did it three or four years ago at North Shore. We found the one. We'd love her to come back, but we don't know at this point, you know? But we'll find somebody. And Jersey Boys, finding a Frankie Valli that does it right, that looks it right.
Sure.
I want the same team that did it at my theater 3 years ago.
Right.
Because they were fantastic.
Well, you know, and a lot of people, you're bringing back memories. When you say theater by the round and you talk to people in a round, they're thinking of the Warwick Musical Theater for years and years and years.
Yes. Did they do Broadway stuff or just music?
No,
concerts?
It was mostly concert type work. You know, Liberace appeared every year.
Yeah.
There was this regular cast of Engelbert Humperdinck.
The Paul Ankers and then Joan Rivers and all that. Yep.
And believe it or not, I actually had my high school graduation there because it was raining and we couldn't have it outside. So
they moved it to the tent.
Moved it to the Warwick tent. But let's get back to Beautiful. And as I mentioned, that's playing. Karen, have you seen Beautiful?
I actually did see the tour when it came through to the Providence Performing Arts Center, and it's a beautiful show. It was, I didn't know what to expect, honestly. Did not realize how much music Carole King wrote for other performers. So this is all of the songs that we know, you know, from Tapestry, which is what I grew up with, but also songs that she wrote for other performers. It's historical.
And it's a story. It's a story about her young life through whatever. She's still alive. But it's a great story, and it mostly takes place I don't know if it's the Brill Building or not in New York, where this big office building had all these different studios with all these different agents and sound recording people and all that, and you'd see all these potential stars and stars that would be coming in and out of this building. And it just focuses on her life, her friends, her husband, the writing, all that kind of really good show. I recommend it.
All right, let's listen to the title song called Beautiful.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world of the love in your heart. And people are gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with the workday wind I got nothing to do but watch the passers-by. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Just a lullaby. If there's any answer, maybe love can end the madness. Maybe not. Oh, but we can only try. You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world love in your heart. Oh, the people are gonna treat you better.
Karen, as you mentioned, Carole King has so many great songs. I think we'll just sneak one more in here before we start talking about the next production. This is You've Got a Friend.
When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, you've got a friend.
Now ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold?
They'll hurt you.
Yes, and desert you.
They'll take your soul if you let them.
Oh, but don't you let them. You just call my name.
You just call
and
my
you
name. Wherever I am, I'll come running, running, yeah, yeah.
I'll see you again. Oh, no, winter, spring, summer. You've got a friend.
Bill, before I start talking about the next production, which is Bodyguard, I just want to bring people up to date. You mentioned the cabaret is back.
Well, yes.
Yeah. And that means that the restaurant is going to be open, right?
Yes, it is. We got it open last year late, liquor license reasons. But we think we formed a good partnership with the restaurant team. They own a bunch of restaurants throughout the state. And they opened the last show.
Yeah, it was great.
I did also. I had a chicken dish that it's hard to rave about chicken, but it was out of this world.
It's such an amazing thing to me that a restaurant can prepare for like one sitting, basically.
Yeah,
everybody
and
comes
it's 150
in at the same time
people.
And leaves at the same time.
Absolutely. And it's 150 people. What is amazing, it's not just a buffet.
No.
It's plated. You pick up the menu and you pick the fish. I pick the chicken. Karen gets the steak. And they put it all together. And as you said, we don't like holding curtains. So they usually get them out on time.
That's right. Now, other things that are going on, Karen, last year there was some Monday night concerts. Is that, we can look forward to that again?
We will be bringing them back. I think we did four or five last summer, and we should do about the same number this year as well. And, of course, we'll have our children's programming on Friday mornings, which is a wonderful way to introduce children, which are our future audiences, to theater. And then there's the camp, Camp TBTS, which sells out usually pretty early. We'll start registering for that in February, where young children come and rehearse a show for a couple of weeks, and then they get to perform it on the Theater by the Sea stage in front of an audience. And that one generally does so well that we've now added a third performance. So they do three shows on the same day, a 10 o'clock, a 12 noon, and a 2 p.m. So.
Wow.
And they all sell out. They really
they do. to the walls.
That keeps the seats warm.
It does, indeed.
Yeah. All right. The next show that's coming in after Beautiful will be The Bodyguard, and that's a biggie. And that's going to be July 12th to August 5th. Big production, Bill.
Huge, huge. Lots of people in it. Great music. You know the story. You've seen the movie. But performed live, it's just incredible. As I said, I had it a couple of years ago at the North Shore Theater. It did so well. I didn't think we were going to get the rights to it because it doesn't go around a lot. Not many people do this show. I don't think it did much of a tour. Don't believe it's ever been on Broadway. And it's just such a quality piece. I mean, if you don't like Whitney Houston's music, you're not going to come see the show because it's what you're going to get. All her terrific music with that story, which is really, I love it.
All right, let's give the audience a little flavor of that with I Want to Dance. Then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Theater by the Sea. Oh, What a Season. That's what it's going to be at Theater by the Sea this coming up this summer. I'm privileged to be sitting here with Bill Haney, owner of Theater by the Sea, and Karen Kessler, and we're talking about the 2023 season that you can get tickets and subscribe now. Karen is going to describe all the different ways you can do that. But, Bill, we have one more show to talk about, and that's a biggie, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be one of our biggest in the history of the theater. Jersey Boys, we did it, as I said earlier, two or three years ago at North Shore. I think it ran 4 weeks there. That's a 1,500-seat theater. So we expect it to be a big hit. It's, I don't have to describe Jersey Boys. Everybody, I'm sure, has seen a production of it. But I want to mention one real quick thing. Because you say owner of the theater, which I am, but also the producer of the shows. And the reason I'm bringing that up is that these aren't off a bus and a truck. They have not been produced before. We produce them right for that theater. Everything is built, rehearsed, auditioned for Theater by the Sea stage. That when people see these shows, it's not like when you go to PPAC, great stuff, but it's Lion King going out to Wisconsin next.
Right.
This is made for the theater for Rhode Island.
Yeah, and it's an amazing process that I've had the privilege of
being
part of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're, the rehearsal time, it's incredible. It's compact. It's it's very intense.
Because there's not a lot of time.
That's
yet
right.
It shows up.
But the product that comes out, I don't remember ever seeing anything I regretted seeing in
I'm
all these years.
I'm very proud of that. I really am, because we put a lot into that.
Yeah.
And it shows it in our – we have, I think, 5,000 subscribers now, which is almost unheard of in today. Most theaters are going down to no subscribers.
Right.
We're going up, which, knock on wood, it's going to continue.
Well, that's great. And Karen, there's lots of options when you talk about subscribers, right? People can eventually, sometime this spring, buy a single ticket, if there's any left.
Right. Well, there will certainly be tickets left in the fourth week and fifth week of the shows. Not for My Way. My Way will only be subscription, but the other shows have subscription, but they'll also have single ticket possibilities. But if you're interested in coming now and committing now, you can buy a full subscription where you get a seat for each of the four shows. You can purchase a flex ticket, a flex pass, which gives you four chits, basically, that you can use however you want, which is wonderful. You can buy a gift certificate to put in someone's stocking, and they can make their own decision. There's great opportunities and great different choices. You can give Vinny a call in our box office, 401-782-TKTS, and he can help you or any of the other box office staff people that are there.
Excellent. And since people love Theater by the Sea, they have a chance to promote it a little bit, right? Maybe vote for Theater by the Sea?
Yeah. So very recently it came out, the Broadway World nominations came out, and we were very fortunate to have 46 nominations in 13 different categories. So people loved our season last year. And if anyone that saw our shows wants to support us and vote for us, they certainly can, and go on the BroadwayWorld.com website. And you just need to get to the Rhode Island portion, the local regional portion, to vote for us. So
we would love winning.
Well, you've been doing a lot of winning for a lot of years, so this would be a great thing to continue doing. I want to thank you both for coming in. The last show is Jersey Boys, as Bill mentioned, and that's going to run August 9th to September 10th, and it's an amazing production, and we're going to go out with some music from Jersey Boys. And thank you both for coming in. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Mike.
Great seeing you.
And it'll be fun to have the tradition of having the stars or directors or producers or whomever back in
come
the spring.
Into your, exactly.
I look forward to that. And Karen, thanks for being here and giving us the correct information that Bill and I would have stumbled over.
Guaranteed.
Right.
At least
absolutely.
All right, that about does it for this show. We'll look forward to seeing all of you next time on Conducting Conversations.
And then one day, a tune pops into my head. I jot down some dummy words, Nick and I do a quick head arrangement, then we call the studio and sing it to crew. And the whole world exploded.
Can you come out tonight?
Come out tonight.
won't you come on
to my twist party?
I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stay. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Just too good to be true.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.